advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
All right, well, good show, guys. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Let's go ahead and get the sponsors, Brent.
I thought you were going double nipples with those bells. I was getting excited. I thought you were going to pull this
one. Well, I kind of was, but
still worked
I had to keep
good.
It by the mic.
Yeah.
It had a weird sound.
Mm-hmm.
Try the nipples.
Hmm.
Come on, just humor me. I need a mental image for later. Let's see. Not like that's just like broken glass. I didn't mean like that. I meant to turn it over and just hit him.
Oh, like make him pasties. That's
yeah, like
make him
pasties.
Oh.
I think he could do it. See?
Yeah.
The nipple clash I wasn't expecting, but it sounded like you broke glass.
My favorite punk band. Nipple clash.
It's a really boring band.
Yeah. I got
punk band.
My new I thought of my new rap name on the way over here.
What is it?
Napoleon Ice Cream.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Have you seen the shocker picture for that, for Neapolitan ice cream?
Mm-mm.
They put two in the pink and the one in the chocolate and the vanilla's in the middle.
That's funny.
The gooch, the vanilla gooch.
It's the taint.
Yes. There's another word for that we ran into the other day.
Taunt.
No, something else we said.
For the taint and the gooch?
Yeah. It was like something we said on the show and I went to look up the definition and they were calling it like the fucking Gary or something weird. And
the neutral zone?
The Gary?
It was something weird that we looked up and I was like, the space between. And I was like, no, that's the gooch or the taint. I think CJ knows.
Hmm.
I'll send him my request. See if he responds during the show.
I don't know.
Let's see. We got a Elliot Kateko winner. Did you dig through the post?
Oh, I didn't. You did. You knew all about it. I didn't even know.
Extra knew all about it. Well, then you guys keep talking, and I'll switch from sending CJ messages. And I'll
say something.
Post real quick.
So we were. Vaughn loves watching music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, YouTube is off and on, and we'll just play music videos. Mm-hmm. Because I started realizing he loves cartoons, he loves music videos, so I play Gorillaz videos.
Oh yeah,
because it's both, and he fucking loves them.
Yeah,
and but every so often it'll just like 5-6 songs in, it'll just pick some other song, and it went to Outkast and did Hey Ya.
Oh yeah,
so fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah.
The video is fucking so good.
Yeah,
the song is so good. His dance moves are so fucking dope. I was like, oh fuck, I completely forgot how awesome this video is.
Yeah,
and song.
You have to watch the video and the song, because the song itself is
the song. Yeah,
whatever.
But the video,
like a Pharrell,
just
happy.
Fucking, yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but yeah,
the video just good. Makes it.
Yeah, I miss Outkast.
Yeah.
Pick a number between 1 and 15.
7.
15.
Well, now what do we do? Minus 8?
Do it again.
No.
It's Brad
it
minus Dave's.
Do it again.
Right.
Say it again.
Between 1 and 15.
4.
4.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Congratulations, Sean Smith. You're the Elliot Kateko hot sack winner. I'm giving away a hat this week. They gave us a bunch of hats.
Oh,
those
nice.
Cool hats that we saw in New York.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So hats and sauce. But yeah, Sean Smith. I don't know what he got here. He's got the Asian food. Chinese food.
What does a Sean Smith make? Like a blacksmith makes like metal stuff.
He makes Sean's.
Yeah.
Makes Sean's.
Yeah. Sean yeah. Smith.
It's kind of an elbow guard known as the Sean. Yeah. It's a medieval like battle plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like a shin guard?
It's the Sean. It's the opposite Sean. Of a shin.
It's up top.
Yeah. It's up top.
Oh,
that's what that's called on this side by your forearm.
Right. Sean.
Those are your shins. These are your Sean's. Some people say forearms. That's the other side.
Potato, potato.
Just like the calf and the shin. That's
right.
The forearm and the Sean.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a true fact. I'm not making that up. You guys can Google that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah.
That and Blue Waffle. All right. So we got that. And I'm moving on to, I'm going to send that message because I have to know the alternate name for taint.
I don't.
I have
don't
to know. You don't have to know. Yeah.
No, we don't have to know. Somebody has to know.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
Oh, no. We still have to do the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go to sleep.
Okay. So our topic, we picked our topics this week from Reddit. There is a pinned post at the top of our subreddit that is a place where you can post topics that you're interested in.
Most people won't be able to find it, but you might be the lucky one that goes there and finds it.
Right.
People have a hard time finding posts that are pinned in places.
Yeah.
Chad is the word. If you look up Chad, because we were talking about PETA Paradise over here was sold to some new guys. And so I was like, I don't know who owns it now. Like, I didn't see the guys. He's like, oh, it's a bunch of Chads over there. I was like, what the fuck's that mean? He's like, just a bunch of like bro dudes in shorts. Like, they were athletes in high school and they stayed bros or whatever. They're just a bunch of Chads. I was like, I never fucking heard that. He's like, you never heard that? And he like looked it up. And then Chad was another name for Taint or Gooch, which they didn't reference Taint or Gooch ever. They just referred to it straight as a Chad.
Probably because of the W election.
Why is that?
The Hanging Chads.
I don't know what that is. That's some political smart talk that I'm not aware of, sir.
Yeah, in Florida, where he won the election, there were fucked up ballot
and they call them cards Chads.
And the little things that get poked out but don't come all the way through is the Chad.
They're like the brass ones that go through that are called Brads. Exactly. Those ones are called Chads.
But if it doesn't like poke all the way
out, Brad's Chads.
And it's still hanging, then the machine was having a hard time. Supposedly the machine was having a hard time reading it. Because if the Hanging Chad would dip back in right when the scan was going, it would give a false reading.
Stop it.
Which they don't trust because Diebold owns the machines and the Diebolds are really good friends of the Bush.
For some reason, no black people got to vote. And then also dead people voted. Yeah. So there was that.
But the Hanging Chad.
It was probably the Chads that caused the dead people to register to vote.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
the only explanation. They didn't vote for Bush, though. Yeah. Those ones.
Right.
All the dead ones.
Well, if you were a Chad, you couldn't vote for Bush because that's you're picking a side. That's the front or the back. And if you're a Chad, you have to be in the middle.
That's true.
That's part of the problem.
I've never heard that, though. You can look up a Chad thing, too. Yeah. Even if you're mad at me about Sean, still look up Chad because that's real. I'm telling the truth on that. Yeah.
Who's mad at you about Sean? Anybody, that was some medieval.
Anybody that looked it up a little while ago.
That was medieval armor information that you
should.
If
it's not, it should be.
It was important. Yeah.
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
So, Urban Dictionary. Go to Reddit, become a Redditor, get on our subreddit. I recently found one, a subreddit that I joined. I think it's called Keanu Reeves Being Awesome. And it's just
photos. He just gives up a Subway seat.
I'm not. See, like, stuff. I think, like, Keanu Reeves, I'm cool with Keanu Reeves right now. Like, he redeemed himself. He could have went Nicolas Cage direction.
Easily, he could have. Whoa.
Yeah, but he didn't. And I'm cool with them, but those things bother me. I don't know what he does.
He just has no dialogue. That's how he's badass. Like in Matrix, doesn't talk that much.
I'm okay with that.
Right. John Wick just doesn't talk. Just fucks people up.
No. That's fine.
Just keeps up
cool
the kill
it.
Count.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. Like I'm great. That's perfect.
And I have to say, I'm very excited about John Wick 3, which is out or coming out or something.
The only problem I had with John Wick 2 was it was very predictable.
Yeah, a little bit.
I knew he was going to go kill everybody because they killed his dog. Like,
well, that's John
part Wick. Three. He dies. I'm sure. Spoiler.
So the
that's my prediction. A four.
But the thing I'm looking forward to more than anything that he could possibly redo is the upcoming Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
I think it's going to make that. I don't think they.
I'm
should
surprised
do it.
The little blonde dude, whatever that guy's name is like around and not like a fat alcoholic. It's like he just
looks
sad
like
life.
He looks like Mr. Burns now.
No, he didn't change.
No, he didn't. He looks exactly the same.
Him and Keanu Reeves actually used the phone booth to go get the previous
that was
selves
my question.
Or something. Like they don't age.
What happened to Garth from Wayne's World?
Dana Carvey.
Like he was around. Big. Same thing with Michael Myers. Just fucking up and disappeared. Like
he's still Mike Myers does Shrek and all that shit. This went to voice acting. Dana Carvey just didn't get new material. I think
he just does stand up. He has stand up specials. He does stand. I see him on the late night.
He's just still
shows.
Doing the church lady and George Bush though. That's the problem. He's like Steve Martin,
but he's so fucking funny. Like he's stuck in those roles because they were popular. But goddamn, he's funny.
He is. It's dated though. It's weird.
Yeah, you watch him in interviews now. He's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up if he's been on anything lately.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Dana or?
Dana Carvey.
I haven't seen him.
He's around.
I don't know.
Because Steve Martin came back with a big special with him and Martin Short.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is.
Tried to watch it. It was weird. A lot of song and dance and strangeness.
Well, that's weird. Because the two of them and Alec Baldwin always go and get their prostates examined.
He told us that. Yeah. That's really fucking funny. It's like that movie Tag.
Yeah.
They stayed with it.
So anyway, our subreddit had decided that we should cover the Golden State Killer. And this one's a fairly unique serial killer tale because the ending hasn't been written yet. The guy who they think is the guy, like the DNA evidence backs it up, all the like all the pieces fit that this is the fucking guy, but he still hasn't gone through trial yet. He only got arrested a couple of months ago. I think his trial is like this summer, this coming summer or something.
It's gonna be big because they said they're like cameras in there. It's gonna be like the next OJ.
It is, dude. Yeah. It's gonna be fucking huge. And this one, like a lot of the serial killer stuff, I mean, obviously when we start to research it, it kind of gets in my head and fucks with me. This one really, like, even the pre-serial killer stuff fucked with me.
It bothered
me. Like, I think the years of rape.
Yeah.
I think bothered me more than the serial killing.
The rape's like worse than the killing and raping. Like,
and the fucked up thing is,
when you kill somebody, they're dead.
Right.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't have to live with what you did to them.
And then you're still out there. You might come back.
Yeah. And the rapist deal is like, there's a guy going up and down the state raping everybody and he could come back. Yeah.
You rape him and kill him. You gave him an exclamation point. You rape him and leave. It's just a comma.
Like, the bigger problem is
it's a question mark.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a question mark. Like,
one of the bigger things is in like 50% of the cases, the husband is home and like he fucking just puts dishes on your back and says, don't move. If I hear it clank, I'm going to fucking cut a piece of your wife off and bring it back over here. Right. So they have to lay their hog tie with dishes on their back while he rapes their wife.
Yeah.
And for a little while there, he wasn't killing him. He was just leaving him.
Right.
But literally I don't know if you found this at all, but there's like one specific one. There's so many cases.
Yeah, there's a lot.
If you're out there and you're already familiar with this, we probably are not going to cover absolutely fucking everything.
There's no way. There's
I know
much.
There's like true crime fanatics out there that fucking know this shit. Like the Bible. Like.
But this is the first case that I read where I was like, wow, we easily could have done two shows on this fucking cocksucker.
I think the next show I will talk about, we could probably do two shows too or something. But there was a town meeting response with like law enforcement talking about, hey, what are we going to do? This is like rape number 25 or some shit. What are you guys doing that we don't feel safe? Like, this is back in the day when you could ride your bike and just be back before dark and all that shit. And it was like changing the game. People have to lock their doors. People's doors are locked. Their windows are locked.
Right.
People are still breaking in, but it's like old school rotary phones and Barney Fife with the fucking six shooter, you know? So this guy stands up at the fucking town meeting and he's like, I don't understand, when a husband's home and the wife's there and the kid's there, that out of all three of them, you could still allow this to happen. I just don't understand how that's happening. 3 weeks later, the fucking guy went and got him. He was like at the meeting.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. He was the next victim.
I didn't see that, dude.
Yeah. So that's what I was wondering if you had seen that. But
no.
I watched if you're out there, there's a 4-part series called It's Not Over, The Golden State Killer, It's Not Over Yet. Mm-hmm. And it's on YouTube. It was like $6.99 for a 4-part, like 45-minute episodes. So I watched that and that was in there. It's really good because if you don't know anything about the case, it starts from the beginning and they didn't find out that it was the guy who it is yet. It happened like a month after the release.
It. Oh, fuck.
So they didn't get to put it in the documentary. So they do all the stuff, not knowing anything, like maybe he was in law enforcement, maybe he has a military background, maybe he's a real estate agent. And they go through with these detectives, with all the people, and they have the fucking public sleuths or whatever they call them, where it's just like true crime nerds that are sitting in their fucking house after they get off their job doing fucking research and like contacting genealogy websites and fucking sheriff departments and fucking real estate people. Like, the people that did a ton of this work are normal people that were just like fucking true crime fans.
Right.
Like, literally dudes that host podcasts did a ton of the research to help catch this guy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, if you go through, I mean, if that's all you were doing is true crime stuff and like you'd start.
You had a chance. It was like the Zodiac. Unsolved.
Yeah. And you're catching on to patterns too.
Right.
Like, you know, you see these patterns in different serial, it's just what detectives.
It just
do.
Felt attainable, you know what I mean? They I have, think, to people because they were like, they know that there's limitations for law enforcement on what they can do. And as a private individual, you can go do things because there's no budget.
Right.
You're not on the clock for some hours. A sergeant's not going to tell you to go do this fucking beat. And the case is closed.
It's not like the fucking, you know, Jack the Ripper, because they're still like, the guy could still be alive.
Yeah.
Like, we could still catch this guy,
right?
Which I think also motivated people to.
And it might have been blocks from them, you know, some of these people lived in fucking Citrus Heights or whatever the fuck, right there.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So should we talk through the events and then get to the guy, or should we talk about?
I'd say so, because some people don't know yet. Okay. Some people were like,
I wonder if the guy's still alive. Why did he just stop?
Fucking got old. Right. For one.
Yeah, I mean, the profile suggested that he would do it until he physically couldn't do it anymore. And that's my suspicion is what happened.
Because this fool was agile as fuck. He was just like hopping fences and shit in backyards and getting on bikes and running across creeks.
Yep.
Fucking people chase. One of the people that chased him was a 17-year-old fucking cross country runner. fucking tried to chase him down in the backyard.
In another case, an FBI agent chased him down because the neighbor like happened legit to be an FBI people.
That's why they thought he was like a fucking military, like ex-SEAL or something for a little while. They were trying to figure out how is this guy doing all this crazy covert shit, not getting caught, breaking in and getting in and out, and nobody's catching him. No one's seeing him. Over a period of fucking years and years and years, the best they could do is a guy in a ski mask. They had like composites, but that was based off of like, you know, guys or girls calling and saying, my ex-husband kind of looks like the description of this guy, or this weird guy was walking in my neighborhood. So they made the composites out of that.
Did you see the numerous composites where he had like a fucking, that weird thing on his head? He looked like Toad from Mario Brothers. Like
the weird ski mask pulled up and back or something?
Like, the black and white one in the bottom corner. There's a bunch of them that are like that.
Was it just a ski mask loosely on his why?
No, it's like
it's probably a balaclava that's like pulled open or something. But there's several of them that are like that.
It's like, that doesn't look like him though.
But even the main investigator said, I have no faith in these profile sketches. No, he's like, the only one that's real is this one. And it's the famous one of the ski mask.
Right.
Which has like women's eyes in that ski mask. It looks like there's a hot chick under there.
Right.
It's actually, it's a dirty old white man, turns out.
So spoiler. Golden State Killer was a serial killer and rapist and burglar. The other thing that's fucked up is that 50 known instances of rape. And now that he's busted, they can't try him for any of them.
I thought that was weird. How could there be a statute of limitations for something like that?
The only thing that
doesn't have a statute. Well, you got away with it long enough. Congratulations.
The only thing that doesn't have a statute of limitations is murder.
Yeah. But why?
I have no idea.
Why have one at all?
Yeah, because Cosby, and we talked about that in Cosby, because there was only like one or two of them that were left over. Like that was it. That's the only reason he got caught. Right.
Maybe they just feel like
in the clear.
Memory or something is
yeah, I think so. I think at a certain point, you're like all testimony is bullshit at that point.
But robbing a bank, and that's not murder. You know what I mean? Like you get away with it. Like, yeah, I got it. It's in the bank account. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Statute of limitations.
Yeah. But I mean, weird. You didn't kill anybody. You know what I mean? Like that's
still weird. Like, there's an expiration date on crime. That's weird.
There is. And there's always been, I mean, if you can get away from a cop long enough, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I like it personally.
I mean, it's a challenge. There's a reward for the challenge.
It keeps things interesting. It gives you it gives criminals a chance for like Darwinian improvement. Like if you're good enough to fucking rob 12 banks and never get caught,
good on you.
You're good. You're good.
Good on you.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, sir. It's like you didn't kill anybody. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah. Nobody good got hurt. You stole the money.
Like, cool.
Yeah.
And the statutes of limitation are no joke. I mean, I think they're dozens of years. Like it's gotta be a while.
It's like bankruptcy.
30 years,
years on bankruptcy.
I think
robbery.
I think we're going to reach a point where the statute of limitations either goes away or gets changed, because now I think there's enough forensic science and enough ways to gather evidence that I think
it has something to do with workload, where they're like, fuck that. We don't have the manpower to keep fucking with this shit.
Yeah,
it just goes away. Yeah, they're like, forget
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
It's like Microsoft. We can't support Windows XP anymore or your old ass rapes.
Exactly. After 15 years. It's like we have thousands of new rapes. Like let's figure those out. Like that shit's old. Your pussy's already wore out now.
All cats are gray in the dark, or what is it?
So he did more than 50 rapes, at least 13 murders. Originally, it was thought to be 14, but they ended up confirming
12. Yeah, it's like
one of them. They confirmed once this guy was arrested. They confirmed through DNA that he didn't do one of the murders that they thought he did, and they found the guy in prison who did do the murder, but he had already died.
But I think too, though, he could have gotten away with a lot if nobody's.
For sure.
especially when rape, because people don't come forward always.
They didn't. Yeah, he could have had 100, and that's just the half.
That people don't want to tell them that happened. Yeah.
And they think he did 100 burglaries, and this is all between 1974 and 1986. And man, did he have a lot of names.
Yeah, he did. Like
he was the OG, the OG Night Stalker.
Yeah, he was the original Night Stalker, because they called him the Night Stalker. But then when Richard Ramirez became the Night Stalker, everybody was like, well, fuck, this guy's the Night Stalker. It's like, okay, he's the original Night Stalker.
Yeah. Well, they had a face to put with a name. So they were like, let's do this. Yeah.
Right. He was the East Area Rapist. My favorite.
It stands for ear. That's ear. That's dumb. They should have thought about that.
My favorite is the Visalia Ransacker.
Yeah.
That's
because he was going in and ransacking like panty drawers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In Visalia, of all places, which is a strange place to ransack.
Which there was like one eyewitness that saw him, and they tried to think that it wasn't going to be related, but they ended up tying it together. But he was stealing weird keepsakes, like not taking money.
Yeah, coins.
Like, I took the left earring. Just the left earring.
I'm more offended at the reward amount that they're giving away for this guy. 13 murders, 50 rapes, you know, 100 plus burglaries.
$50,000.
Yeah, $50,000.
Yeah, fuck off.
or Boys to Men tickets. Yeah. It was either or.
Yeah. It was thinking, one of the two. A radio station giveaway. If you find the East Area Rapist, we're giving away Boys to Men or $50,000.
You know what's even sadder about the Boys to Men concert?
What?
I saw the billboard yesterday when I was driving around. It's Boys to Men with Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
That's even sadder. Bobby Brown is now a with to Boys to Men. How the mighty have fallen.
I think it's just whatever happens to be at the stadium. Like, they were doing that at hockey. It was just like, oh, this week we're going to have, like, it was Third Eye Blind last week.
My son wants to play hockey now.
Nice.
Like, he's
I'll go watch.
He wants to play hockey. Yeah.
Nice.
So I guess I get him skating.
Yeah.
How sad. We lost. Got our asses kicked. I say the wee thing. I just did that with sports. Yeah, I don't care about sports, but the hockey thing, I was committed to that this week.
Yeah. Local hockey's fun. That's something you can get into.
It was fun.
So
I looked at getting season tickets.
Fuck, it's so expensive.
How much?
It says, they give you this paper that says as low as $9 a month. I was like, oh, cool. It's like the Disneyland thing. I could just pay $9 a month. I didn't talk to anyone, but when you go look it up, it's like the cheapest nosebleed. It's like $5.50 per person.
I think you can get them. No, it's not.
I found it. Yeah, there's a list, but that's like nosebleeds.
That's for half the year.
Yeah.
For the full year, it's $880
per person
for the high up terrace seats
for the nosebleeds
per person.
I was like, I'm better
gambling. But I think they have different ones. Like, I think they have different options you can do that aren't on the website, but
it adds up. But we've been getting free tickets.
No, I don't know. I was thinking about trying to do something, go a little more, because the boy likes it and my daughters like it too.
So we went to probably fucking 20 games this round.
Yeah,
it was fun.
So Visalia Ransacker starts in May of 1973. But then here they say that they also think he might have been the Cordova cat burglar and the Exeter ransacker.
Makes just sense.
Even I mean, more names.
Same areas. Exeter ties in later when they figure out who the fuck he is.
So they think between 74 and 75, there were 120 burglaries and one murder when he was going under the Visalia Ransacker. But he would break into houses. He would rifle through or vandalize the possessions. He'd like throw women's panties all over the place throughout the house. Which is why he was the ransacker and not the burglar. Cause he didn't just break in and steal shit. He fucked shit up. Like, fuck your couch. Like
flipping couches.
Yeah,
over.
Exactly. Yeah. He would steal coins.
Have fun folding
what I would do? I would leave the meat out on the counter.
Nice.
Like, fucking just make your meat
while you're there and then put it back. Yeah.
No.
And he would,
then they don't know and they get sick later.
Like in some cases he would even like take some of their valuables, like cash or other things that were valuable, and he would just move them and leave them there.
I'd find them later.
So it's like, wow, all the cash we had sitting there, he just put on the counter. Like, he didn't even take it.
Just to prove the fact. Like, I don't want that. I just fucked up your panty drawer.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't take none of your shit. He just moved it around.
Yeah.
I think if some
so
of us.
So why did somebody break in the house and just move shit around?
I think some of it was disinformation. Like, he put like a TV outside or something to make it look like it might have been like a fucking burglary gone wrong. There was shit where like there was a 16-year-old girl and like he knew crazy information sometimes. Like, he must have been stalking for some time because like
probably
this girl's parents were gone and like she was supposed to go on a date with her boyfriend. So he shows up like 30 minutes before she leaves for the date, nabs her, puts her in the backyard, relocks the doors, puts the screen back on, and makes it look like she would have left for her date so that he can take off and have his time with her, because he would spend like 3 hours with his victims.
Right. Yeah.
So he like knew some weird shit, you know what I mean? But like closing it up to make it look like she just left. Just
if you're on a routine, you know, you could watch people and like, you know, you get the time.
That's what they think.
Leave,
there was like a path through the community that he could just see over the back hedges.
Yeah.
And it would be like, okay, she's alone. And he would just.
Well, the other part of
binoculars.
Is,
I mean, had all kinds of shit.
Spoiler alert on the guy, like for a good chunk of his crimes, he was a cop.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you wanted to case out a neighborhood,
you already knew
you can do it with impunity. You can just walk around the neighborhood, walking around in people's backyards and shit.
Hey, ma'am. Just checking it out.
Oh, just looking, just her, you know, nothing to worry about. I'm just, you know, following something up, and just drive through the neighborhood. You could just park in front of a house and watch it for
the other
fucking
thing
hour.
Is,
no one's going to trip.
He could have retired, kept his gear, and did the same thing the whole time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he didn't get a chance to retire though.
Well, I'm saying like
sort of though.
Yeah.
Like, he could have not been working as a police officer.
Some people don't make it to 70.
Moving along. Yeah.
He sort of lived out his years. He was putting together a model airplane or some shit when they nabbed him, like chilling and fucking.
Well, no, but he hadn't been a cop for years.
Oh, not retired from the police department.
Sort of
fucking lived out his life.
Yeah. Oh, he fully lived out his life. Yeah. So, and then I didn't really find a whole lot on the murder he did while he was the ransacker. He killed someone named Claude Snelling.
See, and that's where you have one more than me. I had like 12 during after. Like everything led to like ramping up. Like even the documentary I saw didn't show a killing during the ransacking. It was like, oh, he was a burglar. Then he fucked with like personal mementos and shit. And
he
then
was ramsacking too?
Ramming the sack. Yeah. He rammed the vag and the sack eventually.
Ramsacking is different. That's when you sack the rams.
So the guy was formally charged on August 13th, 2018 with the first degree murder of Claude Snelling in 1975.
It might've been an afterthought.
It might've been. Someone was probably murdered in one of the burglaries and they probably finally had enough evidence to link
hit him in the head with a candlestick.
Exactly.
Oh, Claude Snail Trail.
Yep. That's what happens. So, then he, his comic book got a new set of writers and a new artist and they changed his costume and he became the East Area Rapist.
They call me the Ear.
Yeah, he was the Ear. Yeah. So from mid 1976 through 1979, he just goes rape crazy. And the Wikipedia has a really thorough list.
30 rapes in like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Like he was doing like a rape every 2 weeks or however that math works out. It was a lot.
Right. And it was through Carmichael, Citrus Heights, Rancho Cordova, and Sacramento.
And the sketchy thing is it would be someone 2 blocks from the previous victim. Like when they mapped it out. So it's like, man, if it happened in your neighborhood, you were fucking scared because they weren't catching his ass. Like he was on number 25 and someone catty cornered from you just got fucking raped.
Right.
And the horrifying thing is a lot of it was like these women where their husbands were at work or their husband was out of town and their worst fear that was like, oh, this lady always goes and gets her brother's dog if her husband's out of town. And it was too late when she got off work and couldn't get the dog and called every fucking friend because she was scared to stay alone. Tried to go get some friends from the fucking frozen yogurt shop to come over and hang out. Couldn't get anyone. And then fucking he showed up at her house. Like worst fucking nightmare. Like it was her one thought that someone was going to come kill her. And then it really fucking happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On the night she was alone.
Like, well, he killed it. He didn't kill her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. He might have killed. No, he killed her.
He killed her?
He killed it and then he killed her on all of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a kill her than kill it.
Well, not in all of them he didn't. Not when he was the area rapist.
Yeah.
He went through like 50 of them where
he
just ransacking the vagina.
Yeah, he was.
I think it just had to escalate it. It was like when you finally need dual monitors for your porn, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and one's just not enough. You got to mix it up. Just in case.
Dual monitors.
Yeah, just in case the guy's money face hits the screen over here. When you're about to finish, you could look away real quick to the left and you still got a good chance that there's no money shot over here.
In theory.
There's still action over here. I heard. In theory.
Says the man who right upstairs has six monitors.
Hey, I'm telling you about escalation. That's what I'm trying to talk about here. It goes from just robbing some shit to raping some shit to killing some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And all of a sudden you got six monitors.
To killing and raping it. Yeah.
So he was seen several times as the East Area Rapist. In one case, he shot someone who was pursuing him.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
that was the cross-country runner, the 17-year-old kid. There's actually, if you watch that 4-part series, it's not over yet. There's an interview with that family and the kid as a grown man. They tell the whole story. He fucking runs over and tries to get him.
He's just cruising along. You're not getting away.
Yeah. So he finally shot him. Fuck it.
Yeah. And most of the rape victims said that their houses had been burgled and broken into previously.
A lot of people think he was casing it like he would like go in and they noticed like windows were unlocked or the window lock had been removed like to get ready for the next night. Like he planned that shit out.
He would leave ligatures where he could tie them up with like throughout the house.
So scary. That's fucking horrifying.
Fuck. And he would also,
so if you find random shoelaces, either someone's having an affair or someone's planning a murder in your house. So
he would start like calling their houses to find out when they were going to
listen to the audio,
find out all this stuff. No, but for months in advance,
fucking terrifying, dude, someone he already raped, he called and was just like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you just over and over. Oh, and she's already been raped. And then he called another chick. He was like, remember when you sucked my dick? I'm going to come make you do it again. And a bunch of shit. But they were like reporting it. So they got a recording on the phone. So it's really him because the lady was like, I'm fucking scared. I'm getting these weird calls and I'm one of the victims. And so they put a tape recorder on her fucking phone. You have to realize too, at this time, like the police investigation, how difficult it must've been. There weren't even word processors, right? If you want to write some shit down, you're going to fucking write it down.
Yeah.
Like your notes, like my report.
Yeah.
And if you want to read some shit, you're not searching through your fucking OneNote or some cool shit from Microsoft.
You got to go look.
You got to go grab Manila fucking folders with your white glove and do the thrill of Manila and fucking flip through all that shit and try to find what page Officer Patio Furniture from the other, from Exeter had on that note. You know what I mean? No cell phones, Officer no computer.
Patio Furniture.
He's Irish. Yeah. Officer Patio Furniture is how you really say it.
But. Patio Furniture.
Yeah. So yeah, he would break into their houses. Like you said, he would usually go when the couple was there. So he would make the female tie up the
I mean, that is like more interesting. You know what I mean? That makes it more.
So the reason he did that though, is because he was very in on what was happening in media. So just like the guy stood up at the meeting and then he made a fucking point to go take that dude out because he said, how could that possibly happen if the husband's home, blah, blah, blah. And then he did it to them. So then what happened in the media was prior to him attacking, he had never gone when there was a male home. It was always a woman home with her child. Like there's terrible stories about like 3-year-olds sitting there in bed with him while he's raping the wife or the mom. So he was always attacking women that were home alone. They said at media, which like, oh, well, sense. He might be this or that because he's only attacking, like to say maybe he's weak or something.
Right.
And the very next fucking one, he made sure a husband was home and then pulled the whole hogtie dishes on the back shit in response to the media saying that. And
good so job,
he would,
media.
Yeah. He would have her tie him up. Then he would lay them in another room with dishes on, a stack of dishes, so we would hear them if they toppled.
Right.
And he would fucking, he would go through their house. He would eat their food. He would drink all their beer. He'd rape her.
That's why he's the original
Night Stalker. He'd watch TV. Yeah. He'd rape her. He'd eat their cold
chicken. He'd go sit on the patio and drink a beer to the point that it would get so quiet that they would be like, okay, I'm going to fucking try to get out of here. I'm going to move. And he'd pop back in. He's fucking still there. Yeah. 3 hours later, just
with
chilling.
A boner.
Yeah. Ready to go. No, he did. He'd went a couple times. Yeah. He'd go back. Except for the one main thing that came across all the cases is all of the victims said he had a super tiny dick. To the point that they went and spoke with physicians to say, is there any way that you could report this? Or is that a condition that's somehow recorded somewhere? Like an infant dick?
That's weird.
Like they really said, they said he had a dick that was like an infant dick or something like that. And it was so like it was so much so that everyone across the board reported that that was one super so like defining characteristic
that,
that they actually talk to doctors, be like, is this a condition like micro dick? Like, can you like, how that sucks. Some dude's like, I'm not even a killer. Jeez, already I have a small dick. And then my doctor ratted me out. To
I wonder if that's like, I wonder if that's like how, why he started killing like
it,
bitches.
It could
like,
be, man.
It could
like,
be. Fucking somebody just started laughing at him and you fucking like, well, are you going to rape me with that?
That comes into play.
Gonna, like, it's not even going to enter.
Right.
Like
he was engaged and gets turned down by a girl and that comes into play at some point. He was raping someone saying, I hate you, Bonnie. I hate you, Bonnie. Oh, and they were like, okay, it must be attached. And then after
Bonnie,
they find out who Bonnie is, actually. They found her.
Right. Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's interesting.
So there was another, there was a couple who gets murdered here.
Finally.
Who weren't the rape victims, actually. They were walking their dog.
I mean, who does
area
that?
Where the rapists occurred.
Who does that?
Who walks their dog?
Yeah. I mean... That's why they got murdered.
They walks a herd of dogs.
Yeah.
You might get raped and murdered.
So the guy that they killed in this one was a ex-military police officer. And they say they think what happened was like some interaction happened, but he's aggressive. So he chased the dude down on foot trying to be fucking army guy.
Yep.
And then got fucking shot.
Yep. Yeah. And they both got shot.
He wasn't ready.
The FBI said in 2016 that it was confident that the East Area Rapist was the murderer based on the evidence that they had. But then a new comic book artist and writer took over and made him the original Night Stalker. So shortly after rape on July 5th, apparently the guy moved to Southern California and started doing stuff in Santa Barbara County. And
that's because it never rains in Southern California. I mean, that's what they told me.
It's always sunny in Southern California.
My buddy Tony.
So as the original Night Stalker, this is where the fucking murders begin. So in 1979, on October 1st, he breaks in on a couple in Goleta. Does the same thing, gets ready to tie him up. The man and the woman both try to escape. She screams and, he basically ends up, he didn't kill these guys.
It says it was a botched
attack. He bails out and gets on his bike and rides off.
And one of the investigators said like to the point that he was so good at what he did, they almost feel like he did this on purpose just to add some excitement to the experience of like near escape, because they're like, you don't fuck up. He's already this many deep. Like he's got the routine. Like he feels like he might've just done it for the adrenaline rush just of the experience. Maybe, yeah. Just to be like, ooh, they almost got me.
Well, maybe, yeah, he hasn't really killed yet. Like,
well, he did. He killed a couple. Well, but not in the break-in
scenario. Yeah, not in the break-in scenario, not in the rape scenario.
It was also a new city, so he might not have been familiar with police procedures, et cetera. He might have done it on purpose
to see how fast police would get there.
Exactly. He might have been like testing the waters to see what the response time was.
I'm going to beat these people up and see what happens. Yeah, see how fast they can track me.
Oh, yeah, and this is one where the FBI agent chases him through the backyard.
Because it was a neighbor was an FBI agent.
And, that sucks. Yeah. He didn't case it out very good.
This is where a lot of shit like this catches up.
It's like jerking off and forgetting to lock the door. Yeah. That's dangerous and shit when you're a teenager.
This is where stuff starts to catch up with serial killers a lot, because like in this case, they ended up getting a shoe print, and years later, a murder that occurred, same shoe print.
How do you have the same shoes? Like, you were in the same New Balances that long?
Because
if it's Brent and he kills somebody, it's the
it's gonna be
Asics. Yeah, Tiger on it, Suka's number sevens or whatever.
I got the Sicconis now.
Oh, the Sicconis?
I couldn't find any fucking Asics. That's what's so crazy about like the forensics of things like a shoe print matching up that later. The craziest shit was on one of the phone calls, the I'm gonna kill you thing, there was garbled audio. Two fucking normal internet guys like send it out to have it analyzed.
Clean it up.
And they clean it up and they figure out, oh, it's this thing. They're saying that. And then people on the internet that are watching the case took the audio, and someone went and looked up the TV guide for fucking like 19 whatever at 6 p.m. when the phone call happened in that fucking area. And they're like, I recognized it. It's like fucking Katharine Hepburn in this fucking movie. It wasn't Katharine Hepburn, but they figured out what show it was. I just can't remember what it was. And that it was a line from that show. Then they took the show audio and lined it up. And that's what it was. It was the some movie was on in the background when he made the I'm going to kill you fucking call. Because they thought, oh, maybe he has a wife or kids in the background. But it just turns out, because people are fucking ninjas, they looked all that shit up.
They probably were home, though. Like, if he was, like, with somebody at the time, they probably were home.
But how crazy is that? The garble background noise, and they lined it up, and it was perfect word for word. It was this part of the movie at that time, and they knew it was on because the TV guide said fucking Old Yeller's on or whatever.
Forensics is a bitch now. Crazy. Especially forensics with the interwebs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when you get.
Yeah, they're crowdsourcing the investigation. Yeah,
crowdsourcing is going to fuck people up.
It's like when you get a symptom, you just go to Google and you can figure it out. And you go to your doctor.
It's always.
Not necessarily. You go to your doctor and you're like, hey, I got this going on. I think it's this. And they're like, yeah, that sounds about right. Here's a prescription for it. You just fucking diagnosed yourself. Right. You just can't write the prescription.
Right, right.
They give you antidepressant or they give you fucking Prilosec.
Yeah.
No matter what.
So on December 30th, he breaks into the Offerman house, and shoots Robert Offerman and Deborah Manning, in a condominium.
He never shoots in a condom. That's how he got busted.
Yeah.
He should have been shooting in a condom.
But Offerman's bindings were untied, which means that the police think that he got loose and was lunging towards them when he got shot and killed. Cause he normally didn't shoot them.
Right.
Like, that wasn't his normal MO.
It was the one where he was dead by the closet.
He shoots him when he's under attack.
Right.
Like the runner chasing him.
That's when he got shot in the face.
I didn't see that part. I just saw that there were paw prints of a large dog on the scene, and they think that he brought his dog with him.
Oh, weird. I don't know this one.
Yeah.
There's so many cases.
He brought his dog.
Yeah, because he's probably acting like he's walking his dog.
True.
Tied it off to the fucking tree or some shit. Yeah.
Yep. And then he broke into the house next door and stole their bicycle to make his getaway.
He's in an underground murder forum, and that's like an advanced technique. It's called the walk the dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's like yo-yo tricks, but they fucking walk the dog, kill someone, and get home without your wife, like, knowing, you know, dinner's ready still, and you pulled it all off.
Worked on Dexter.
Yeah. At some point, is there a Dexter for that?
Mm-hmm. One of the
inspired by this shit.
One of the main guys that Dexter is after, like, that's, he gets a dog, like, there's a dog adoption day, and he goes in and adopts the dog for the day, goes, walks around the neighborhood, makes contact with let me help you take those groceries in. And then as soon as he's done, just lets the dog off the leash and fucking.
Because not his dog doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
So that might be an advanced technique. So in 1980, he kills Charlene Smith and Lyman Smith, and he was about to be appointed as a judge, and they were killed in Ventura.
That's close as fuck to here.
Yeah, it is, dude.
That's like an hour and a half. Yeah.
A log from a wood pile on the side of the house was used to bludgeon them to death, and they'd been tied up with drapery cord. And then
he, someone that plans so much, it seems weird to grab a log, but like just hope. I guess he already saw logs were there.
Yeah, he probably, yeah, he was scoped it out and seen it. I'll come up with a log.
Yep.
But then apparently at this point is when, again, forensics is a bitch because they realized, oh, this person uses the same knot in all of the literature.
Chinese knot.
The diamond knot.
The diamond knot. So they gave him yet another name and they started calling him the diamond knot killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a double try harder.
Yeah, they're just, I think they're just
media
throwing,
probably doing that.
I think they're just throwing names out and seeing which one sticks.
Yeah.
He's the diamond knot killer. Yeah, no, nothing.
That's weak.
No, is that one good?
No.
They should have known in their gut that wasn't going to stick.
No,
it's not good.
They say some.
He's the New Balance killer because of his shoes. No.
Yeah.
No. He's
New Balance dog print killer.
He's the Schwinn slaughterer.
And the Schwinn slaughterer. He
takes off on a Schwinn. No. Yeah.
The stolen Schwinn slaughterer.
The original Night Stalker. Ooh, yeah.
That one's already used, bro. I know, that's why original.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like
OG.
Yeah.
So August, he kills Keith Harrington and Patrice Harrington. They're bludgeoned to death. She was raped. They were bound, but they couldn't find the ligatures or the murder weapon on the scene.
They said at that one, I think, is when he's once again paying attention to media and he realizes they got the knots and like, oh, they're getting evidence
right,
out
so
of this.
So he takes
the ligature with him, but they saw that there were marks still. So they know it existed, but he took it with him this time.
And the guy's brother spent nearly $2 million getting the law passed to authorize DNA collection from all California felons because he thought that was going to lead to this guy's arrest.
I bet it won't be long before we just have to do it somehow for some reason. Like it'll be required for insurance or something. You know what I mean? Because they're going to do DNA sequencing and they'll just be like, well, it's not covered unless we have your DNA sequence.
They actually
and then
do.
You'll have to
they
take
do
it.
When you're born.
Do they do it now?
They take blood samples when you're born.
Yeah.
Oh, so they might be getting it, but not telling you.
Technically, they have. Do, there's yeah. probably a database for it. They probably just don't.
If you're
have legal,
older, if right. you're older, you Man. You wouldn't be in the system unless you were a criminal,
right?
But again, as soon as they have a reason to suspect it, they'll get your fucking DNA.
Yeah, it's easy yeah. enough to. It's easy enough to baby's born, take the blood sample.
That's why all my towels are disappearing.
Because it said that they got his. It said they got his DNA off of his car door handle.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
you don't need much
swabbing,
DNA.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Swabbing for a skin
yep.
cell.
Yeah.
Damn.
So again, 1981 in Irvine, rapes a couple of them. I mean, there's so many of them. I'm trying to find one. This is the one where he throws the TV in the backyard to make it look like it's a botched robbery.
Right.
Now he's raping them and beating them to death.
Right.
That's
in July.
That's his MO.
He kills his 10th and 11th victim. The guy hadn't been tied. He was just shot in the cheek and bludgeoned to death with
That's
a garden tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they think that he realized what was up, was putting up a struggle.
Well, so people are familiar with the case. Face. So that happens with a girl too. There was like a 12-year-old girl. That one was horrifying. The grown woman telling the story that he came into their house and woke her up with a flashlight, 12-year-old girl, tied her up. And then she knew because it was all over the news, he was going to go get dishes. And that it was just her and her mom at the house. If he walked into her room with the dishes, then she was going to lay there and have to hear her mom get raped. If he walked into mom's room with the dishes, she was getting raped. And he walked into the mom's room and she was just like, fuck. Like she knew what was going down.
He had a little
fuck.
Dick.
Yeah.
He had a little Pete though.
True. Yeah. Still ruined that girl, man.
1986, May 4th. He does another one. And again, this girl's family goes to vacation in Mexico. And that's right when the attack happens because this fucker just stalks his victims.
That was the part that really horrified the victims as well, because they were like, how long was he watching me? It was almost creepier than the fact that it had occurred is, was he watching me for 4 weeks every fucking night outside my window
probably.
Before this shit happened? He was sitting in your backyard.
There's probably multiples that he's watching, you know, like
for
keeping
sure.
in on the windows and all that stuff. Yeah.
And this was an important case because this was the first case where a detective linked the East Area Rapist attacks in Goleta to ones in Santa Barbara and started to say, this guy is cross jurisdictional. This guy he did this in this city. He did this in this city. And then detectives started to say, oh fuck, maybe a lot of these murders and rapes are the same guy. And at this point, the profile expanded. I'm guessing this is probably the point where the FBI would have come in because now although the FBI only happens if it leaves the state.
Yeah.
And this was still all within California.
But if it becomes a big problem,
that might be not the only scenario. Problem, yeah.
Like, right. But at this point, this case was the case that made some detective go, fuck, I think this is another guy. And they started to look, and different jurisdictions started to line data up and started to realize that this was the same exact guy. And this was the point where they had their profilers make the profile of him. And the profile was that he was a white male. And a lot of this part of the profile is based on hard evidence, right? White male, about 5'10". Athletic build, size 9 to 9.5 shoe, type A blood. He was a non-secretor, which means that his sperm didn't contain blood group antigens. Weird. I don't know what that means. He was very physically agile and strong. He could sprint, bicycle, scale fences, climb through second story windows. He was just in really good shape, and he was like a guy not to.
That's why they thought he was either ex-military, possibly law enforcement. Right.
So probable characteristics were that, again, based on some of the descriptions of what happened, in 1976,
he was between 18 to 25 years old.
Right.
When they started.
Right. He had blonde or brown hair, blue or light colored eyes, and his penis was smaller than average. They found microscopic paint chips at three different crime
penis
scenes.
Size, small,
yeah,
or smaller than average.
Exactly. There's two boxes on the police form. Yeah. Would you say small or smaller than average? Smaller than average.
Yeah.
You know.
He went to Big Five and he bought the large cup anyway.
Yeah. So they found microscopic paint chips at some of the scenes of the crime. So they thought he might have been working in construction or been a painter. Which kind of threw him off because, like you said, some people thought he was going to be a police officer, but then this profile comes
also found
and says
a badge on one of the scenes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But it ended up being like at best a security guard badge or something.
So the psychological profile, was that he was, engaged in paraphilic behavior, which I had never heard that term before. So basically paraphilic behavior means that you, get off on sex from circumstances where the other person is being forced against their will.
Yeah.
I never heard that term.
So that's paraphilic behavior. They thought he had sex with hookers, which might make sense if he's got a small dingly dangly, because he might be embarrassed and a hooker isn't going to laugh.
Could have got them all once
20
though.
Bucks. Yeah.
I don't know. You ever seen Forrest Gump? They laugh at Lieutenant Dan.
I haven't.
Did they? Oh, because he couldn't get it up.
Oh, he had no legs. Yeah.
It's because he got 13 and 14 Dr. Peppers.
Yeah.
I don't and spoiler alert.
Yeah.
What?
I never saw this. Someone got their legs blown off?
You've never seen Forrest Gump?
No.
Are you serious?
I've never seen Forrest.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Is there some boycott thing of it being too trendy and popular?
No.
Probably.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Forrest Gump's a good movie.
You're one of those guys. You probably did watch it and just saying you're not.
I saw like the first 15 minutes of it. I saw the first 15 minutes on a Navajo reservation.
Navajo.
Gen A.
Greaser, you do with your horse.
That was as much as
his wife dies of AIDS. You didn't say that part?
I answered a lot of trivia questions wrong at.
That's a spoiler bell now.
Bubba Gump's
Shrimp Factory. You never ate a Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory.
Yeah, several times.
Boiled shrimp.
And you've never seen the movie.
Shrimp kebab.
Did they do the
shrimp stew? Breakfast shrimp omelets. No, I'm making that word up.
Did they do
peanut butter shrimp? Sorry, go ahead.
Did they do the quiz? Oh yeah, they did the quiz, and you had no idea.
Well, here's the thing: they did the quiz to me. It was me. It was Fuzzy, my father. It was my brother. It was my sister. It was my brother-in-law, and all five of us had never seen the movie.
Oh fuck! They probably flipped out.
They couldn't fucking believe it. They were like calling other servers over, and they were like, "No one here has seen this movie." And they're like, "Why are you here? If you haven't seen this movie?"
We were on the wharf.
The concierge said, "Concierge said it had good seafood." So
concierge,
the concierge.
Yeah, man, it's huge. He knows everything to tell you where to go, but he's large.
He's the big boss.
Yeah.
Call him Little Wing. So he's
That'd have been a good name for this guy too. Little Wing. Little Wang instead of Little Wayne.
Yeah.
His rap name is Little Wang.
Yeah. Carter 5 because it's only 5 inches.
Yeah.
During the trial right now, the judge is requesting dick pics. True story. And they're saying it's self-incriminating, so defense is saying no, he doesn't have to do that.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when they put him in prison and change him down, I mean, spread his cheeks, somebody saw that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guards have seen it.
They're going to start calling in guards. Like, yeah.
It's weird.
It's smaller. It looks like smaller than average.
It looks like he has two belly buttons. Prison guards are pretty good authority, though. He's seen a lot of dicks, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a bad job.
Yeah, you'd seem, you'd, especially that post, like that input guy. Like, yeah you're just,
you're the at, new you're, guy, and you're just,
you're looking at,
fucking, he's like, not bad, bro. He's just super secure, though. He's like, impressive, sir. Move along, move along. Wow, is that a belly button? What is that thing, little Wayne?
you're looking at the innie, the Audi, and the Chad all day long.
They did that on Howard Stern. They had like fucking the tiniest penis contest, and then had some like fucking porn star judge it or something, and like all these naked guys lined up to say who had the smallest dick, and then they like won $1,000 or something.
Huh. Well worth it.
Yeah. The whole world. There's like, fuck it. Jesus
Not even. So, people are fucking sad.
Yeah.
Like that right there, just that's just sad.
It's a claim to fame. They had to get something out of it.
I guess.
They turned into a positive.
I guess.
So they said that he had fairly good knowledge of police investigation methods and evidence gathering techniques, which is why he got away with it. So
it's really impressive how they do these profiles, and usually it's super close.
It is super close. Yeah. And one of the things that a lot of the articles that I read kept indicating was that one of the smartest things that he did was he had brilliant escape routes. Like he would have, like the night he would break into your house, he knew that your neighbors had a fucking bike. So he would fucking clip the chain, have the bike ready, break into the house.
Yeah.
He would have his car parked a long ways away. He would ride some fucking crazy circuitous route, hop several back fences, do all this shit, get to his car, drive off, and no one's going to follow him. Like he fucking ended up, you know, go like traveling 12 blocks to really only cut over one block to get back to his car. No one's looking there anymore. Like he did crazy shit. He picked places
like
with
parkour. That's what gave him away. He's your parkour.
Yeah, exactly.
Parkour. He can't help but yell at as he climbed.
I thought you were calling him the park whore.
The park whore. Yeah. That's how they did it. He used to fuck whores and then run for the park.
Because part of it said that, got its name. Part of it said that he picked places near parks and schoolyards.
Yeah.
So right when I was thinking that, he said parkour.
And he was with prostitutes. Yeah. Maybe that's the term parkour came from.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get away, you have to jump over some benches and shit.
Yep. Got to jump over some bitches and shit.
Careful, don't hurt your Sean.
They think that he was a skilled cat burglar. He had a criminal record as a teenager, which had been expunged. They think that he had a decent means of income, but he didn't work in the morning, and that he hated women for either actual or perceived wrongdoings.
Yeah. Laughing at his dick.
Yeah.
He wasn't cum shy though. He could cum.
Yeah, he could.
Even if someone's screaming at him, he could do it. Could perform on command.
And they think he was sexually deviant, that even the like people needed to be bound and forced to have sex, etc. They think it even was the case in his marriage, and that his wife must have been subservient and allowed that, or was into that herself, because that had to have, they,
I guess it's early on, because like it's going
to
be interesting moving forward, seeing them piece the timeline back together and put him back into perspective, like, oh, during this time he was working at this job. Like if there's a made for TV movie where he's like the mechanic at the fucking Save Mart.
How old are his daughters right now? Because he has three daughters.
Yeah, three daughters in 1980 something. So like
they're
in
not that old. Yeah.
Yeah, at this point they're six or seven. They're six, something like that, when they put this profile together.
It's kind of the end.
Who do you want to see play him?
Play him?
Yeah.
I mean, are they gonna play old him and young him?
Yeah, they gotta play the whole thing.
I didn't really see a lot of pictures of young him.
Samuel Jackson, old him.
I like that. I like Howie Mandel.
He has to white face him. Huh? Howie Mandel. That might work.
Yeah.
He just changes colors like through the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have,
ooh, how about, no, how about Vince from the Slap Chop?
I think young him is Jack
His
Black.
Debut.
Okay. I like that.
Jack Black as young him. And then old him is
Vince from the Slap Chop.
He's dead. No. Oh.
He's not dead.
Billy Mays is dead.
Billy Mays is dead.
Vince from Slap Chop killed Billy Mays.
I think you're onto something.
I already put that together. And he told him to, you're going to love my nuts.
Exactly.
Killed him.
Exactly.
That was his kill line.
Vince all the way. Yeah. Slap Chop all the way.
But you have to have young and old. So like young guy.
They got crazy shit now. They'll age him. Or they'll make him look younger than he is now.
Yeah, they can do that.
It's just impressive now.
Because he's getting old.
Yeah.
You're old. Oh, Tony Robbins as old Golden State Killer.
A lot.
All of a sudden, he got gigantic. Like he's talking like a fucking
giant. He's athletic. Big,
yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
That's a terrible Tony Robbins.
I'm going to kill you.
He's got the Andre the Giant throaty thing going on. I can't do it. I'm going to go home and practice.
So, yeah, but part of it, and
you know when I made my first $1 million?
That's not brother. Too bad. That's turned brother, though. Yeah. If you hadn't thrown the fucking the brother at the end and turned Hulk Hogan.
That was him.
Oh, you did brother?
That yeah, he did brother.
You
I didn't
threw your that. Voice into my headphones through these wires.
I was like, I didn't do
well,
brother.
Well, we don't have a lot of directional fucking yeah, things
that's
happening.
That's true.
Yeah. Stereo. I can't that's tell where it's coming from.
I was a little boy and I was 12 years old.
Brother.
That's pretty good until brother comes in.
Plus the hand gestures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're doing the Macho Man
it's
hand
really
gestures.
Not bad.
No, it isn't bad.
I'm not even going to go home and practice because why try? I'll have to practice for like a week to get that good and you're already there.
Yeah.
Can't and it's like a fucking frog's hair away from Macho Man Randy
yeah.
Savage.
Yeah. I can do Macho
you got
Man,
one,
yeah.
You can do both.
Nacho.
Let me tell you something, brother. I've been doing this a long time.
The electric seal.
So, listen here, you little shit stain.
I like that. So some of the stuff was he wrote a poem called Excitement's Crave.
See, I didn't see that. Where'd they find the that's part of the papers they dropped?
I don't know where they found
yeah.
the poem.
I saw he dropped some papers at some point. That's
it's
like
different than that.
Different than that.
The papers were what they call his homework, and it was like him ranting about people. And
there's a fucking essay on General Custard, like, and then there's Custard.
Yeah.
On General, fuck it. We would have said that anyway.
He hangs out with Fruit by the Magician.
My mouth didn't want to stop. It's like, you're so close. You just need one more letter. Go for it. Just it's right there. Just say it.
Your mouth never wants to stop.
It doesn't. Yeah, it was like an essay called Mad is the Word, where he like went off on some fucking rant about his teacher making him write sentences.
Yeah, that was a different case.
Okay,
I don't know where the poem was. I don't know if he sent it to the media.
At his house, maybe.
Like, I don't know what it was, but it was a whole poem. It's a fucking bad poem. It's basically him saying, like, I'm as good as Son of Sam poem. And all this stuff, and right. You can't catch me.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm the gingerbread
I think it's
man.
On the Wikipedia, yeah. Unless I read it somewhere
best,
else.
Fast can be, you'll never catch me. He's a fucking jackalope now.
Yeah. That would explain the leaping over fences.
That would. Yeah, that's true.
He's got gummy bear juice.
At one point, there was
gummy we've bears. Got some.
Where'd it go? It's
bouncing
over there.
Here and there.
What is that? Oh, because the bottle looks like it? Yeah, that's right.
Gummy bear juice.
So at one point, he called a phone counseling service and he said, I have a problem. I need help because I don't want to do this anymore. And the person started to talk to him and they started to kind of put together that this guy might be some really fucking bad dude that's doing some awful shit. And all of a sudden he interjected, I believe you're tracing this call, and hung up the phone, but it was recorded because it's a crisis hotline. But then
and they tell you that in the beginning.
Yeah.
This call may be recorded or monitored.
The audio's out there. So
yeah,
I didn't hear that.
And then even as late as 2001, he would call victims that he raped 20 fucking years ago and get all creepy on the phone and say, remember when we played and hang up the
See?
Fucking
Tony
phone.
Tony Robbins.
Like Scream.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Why'd you get so flamboyant with that one? That was weird.
He was excited.
I was like, oh, good compliment.
Let me tell you about the Golden State Killer, brother.
You need a little bit more pause and punch. A little bit more pause and punch. That's all that's missing. All right.
I'll go for it in a minute.
Okay. So
you have to have the bubble in your throat thing too.
It's hard. You can't.
Tony Robbins has that weird, like Andre the Giant.
The gargle.
Yeah.
You know what helps?
I just
though?
Don't have it right now.
You know what helps? Is the sunglass move.
Oh yeah.
If you do the sunglass move.
Let me tell you something, brother.
No, it's too much. Huh? I get it.
Maybe if you deep throat that tequila while you're trying to do it.
Let me look at it. Let me look
the back
at
of the throat.
Let me look at a quote.
Okay. So April 24th, 2018, just a fucking minute ago, Sacramento County Sheriff's officers arrested 72-year-old Joseph D'Angelo, and he was a former police officer in Auburn and Exeter. He was charged first with 8 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances. And then on May 10th, the Santa Barbara County District Attorney's Office charged him with 4 additional counts of first degree murder. And then whatever that other case was that I mentioned when he was still the ransacker, they added that other murder onto it.
I wonder if people are almost let down at the same time of like rejoicing. It was like bittersweet because their entire career has been this. And now they're like, what do I do with my life? I'm going to kill myself. No, it's over.
I don't think.
There's like people that could. Spent fucking 20 years of their
That's
life.
The point, though. I don't think
this.
You could be let down. You fucking.
But maybe they're like, oh, it should have been my piece of evidence. Like it wasn't me that found
but
it.
Was it.
Like, they're looking
piece,
for the treasure.
You know what I mean? Like if you're
I know
in
it's a
the
group
community,
effort,
then,
but
yeah.
you're on the football team, but that dude made the touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, he's the one running around holding the fucking trophy and shitting on the news and the microphone's in front of him. And you're like, oh, I was on the bench over here.
Something you want to confess?
Yeah, I think it would be even better. Yeah. If somebody framed that guy the whole time, like from the very beginning, from the ransacking to the rapes, to the murders,
and then
like
they've been planning it. And then that guy called in the evidence to get him busted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Yeah. He's just been planning to bust that guy just for whatever reason, because they pissed him off at the grocery store back in 1979. Yeah.
If that happened though, I would hope it wasn't even that. I hope the guy was just on a bark bench. He was on a park bench and that guy happened to walk by and he was like, no, that guy, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy right there. Look at him with his smug face.
See, that'd be a good movie.
Yeah.
How is he getting semen though?
Huh?
How is he getting a semen?
That guy visits the sperm bank all the time.
Oh, there you go.
And the killer happens to work at the sperm bank.
His wife's in on it.
Where he's like, hey, come in my hand real quick. No, just come in my hand real quick.
I'll help.
It could work.
Come here.
It's a numbers game, really. I mean, you might get slapped 9 times. 10th guy comes in your hand. It could happen.
So the thing that finally got him busted was they uploaded... So a police detective named Pat Holes uploaded his DNA from a Ventura County rape kit.
Probably breaking some rules there too. Like, I watched the interview with that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he just put it on like fucking myancestry.com DNA fucking sequence. Like, he submitted it as if he were the person.
To a genomics website called GED Match.
Yeah, he did it like it was the beginning of this whole DNA thing.
Right.
And started to build a family tree based off of that. But he was donating someone else's DNA.
Right.
He probably just made up some fake name to get it going. You know what I mean? Like, he was like Joe Blow, OG Night Stalker. Here's my DNA.
Maybe you're not in trouble though. I mean, if you've got the killer's DNA and you've already got, I mean, you've got the authority.
I think the purpose of the website's like family trees.
But I mean, if you've got the authority to fucking investigate the DNA to do forensic evidence and shit, I don't see why that is outside of the purview.
I'm trying to figure out what other scenario you'd have someone else's DNA. You're like, I still got grandpa's sperm. I'm going to fucking throw this on there. I got permission. Grandpa's dead and I'm power of attorney.
So
sperm on this website.
Oh, the poem, Excitement's Crave.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Terry McGee poem.
It'd be good if it got read as Macho Man.
Excitement's Crave. All those mortals surviving birth upon facing maturity.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
Take inventory to their worth. To prevailing the sight.
No, this is a horrible poem.
It's a horrible poem.
Can't even take it.
No, it's hard to read.
It's because the plurals are all backwards in there.
Yeah.
They messed them up. V's are F's.
Just get to the point where he talks about
they're saying shit like bring it instead of brung it. It's all fucked up. Don't even
Jesse
try.
James has been seen by all, and Son of Sam has an author. Others now feel temptation's call. Sacramento should make an offer. Fucking horrible.
Yeah, horrible. But it was from 1971. So it was like, or 76, I forget. It says on there. It was back in the fucking day.
77. So it was just after he started, a year after he started.
Yep.
What a douchebag.
Exactly.
This guy sucks.
So
maybe if we were to pretend that it was a good poem, he would have quit his day job.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like instead of ramsacking.
Just put it on a Hallmark card.
Ramsacking and raping, yeah.
So they end up sending in his DNA. They end up getting a group of 10 to 20 family trees.
Has that been done yet?
What?
Like serial killer cards, like to give to people. It has like writings from serial killers in it.
I don't know.
You should probably delete that though.
Why?
Because then we can do it.
Yeah, there's like...
Still can. It's copywritten.
Realtimecards.com.
Copywritten.
So they identified 10 to 20 relatives of this killer based on the DNA, looking at family trees. And then they started to go through everybody and tried to identify who it was. They ended up with two final suspects that fit, you know, location, all that stuff for some of the crimes. One of them got ruled out from a relative's DNA test, and that left only D'Angelo as the main suspect.
Pretty impressive. It was very impressive. There were like six cousin, great, 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 great grandfather, like broke that all the way down until they figured that out.
So then they ended up getting, DNA from the door handle of his car, and they got DNA out of his trash. They matched it with the Golden State Killer crimes, and they knew it was him. And like after he got arrested, a bunch of people on the web and different authors for different journals and stuff were talking about concerns of the ethics of using this guy's DNA through this website to catch him. Fuck those people. And well, fuck this guy.
That's what I was wondering. But I thought they were going to be like outraged because they like took his DNA off his door or out of the trash or something. Like,
no, they took the DNA from a fucking rape kit.
Yeah.
And you fucking run it through
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you if you don't like it. Don't goddamn rape somebody. If you don't want your DNA to run through fucking Ancestry.com, yeah.
it's the same thing.
Go around sticking your tiny pecker in people.
It's the same thing. Like, you get burglarized and the burglar falls on your property.
Yeah.
And then he can sue you.
Yeah.
That shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That's fucking
somebody
crazy
fell
talk.
Off a roof and broke the leg. They were robbing the house.
Broke the leg.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Sweep the leg.
They broke the leg.
Bend the knee.
They broke the leg and then sued the homeowner.
Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory. They left that Starbucks cup in the scene on Game of Thrones. Somebody got paid. Get some serious advertisement for Starbucks. Yeah. Got super ad on Game of Thrones. And then someone was like, no, it was Danny.
It was photoshopped in, wasn't it?
She was like, fake. No, I think it's real.
Oh. I suspect it's going to get photoshopped out real quick.
That show's over. That show's over. It was horrible anyway.
So BuzzFeed found out about this, and they did, they took DNA from 10 employees.
Oh, that's cool.
And they gave it to one of the employees and said, can you figure out
who's who? Oh, that's cool.
Get a family tree, figure it out, dial it in. And they were able to figure out, just like one guy doing it was able to figure out 6 out of the 10 hits from doing that with a, I'll post a link to the article that
they should have made it fun though. It was like attach the DNA report to like a sock and some panties and a knife, like have the items, you know?
Right.
So it wasn't just like a Q-tip swab and an envelope that came in the mail from some cool place.
Right.
Did you talk about the phone call in 2001 that he made? The last one?
Yeah.
That was the last one?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
2001, damn.
Yeah, 2001.
That's because he was getting
Sacramento
fucking old and shit.
Sacramento Bee published an article, but then he called one of the victims, which means he knows still where they're at,
right?
And what's going on with them,
right?
Because it's because he's a rapist savant.
Yeah,
and he can still get it up at like 70 because it doesn't take much blood flow.
He said, "Remember when we played?"
When he sneezes, he gets hard because it's so small.
That's
He's like pop. It just pops up every time. He can't help it.
So his background, once they arrested him, they found out he was a cop. He was in charge of the Exeter Police Department's joint attack on burglary program.
That worked out.
There you go.
Yeah. Fucking piece
learned
of shit.
Learned a lot. He's probably good at catching the burglars.
Yeah.
Because he fucking knew how to burgle.
This is how I would do it.
Yeah.
So in 1979, he got arrested for shoplifting a hammer and dog repellent.
So smart and then so dumb. Like, what the fuck?
I don't think it is dumb. I think it was a murder hammer and some dog repellent for a scene he was going to, and he didn't want any kind of a paper trail or evidence that he bought these things.
Pay cash 3 fucking towns away.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or be a good shoplifter.
Yeah, be
trust
better.
Me. Not
yeah,
that
if you're
hard.
If you're a fucking burglar, how are you a good burglar and a fucking
and a
bad
shoplifter? Like, I can get you a hammer and a fucking thing of dog repellent.
Yeah,
I
mean,
like,
trust fucking me. Heads of lettuce I've stolen from Walmart.
Exactly, dude.
Jesus,
all Christ. He had to do was dress up like my mom on Thanksgiving and fucking just walk.
Dave
out
once
of
got
the
two turkeys and a pie. It was impressive.
Yeah,
you can tell where the placement was.
Yeah,
you just use your imagination.
Some Dangerfields. he got fired from being a cop for shoplifting, and then this is what fucked up all the profile. Because from 1990 until 2017, he worked at a truck mechanic for Save Mart Supermarkets Distribution Center.
They showed his best buddy from work. Like, they went to lunch every fucking day at this place. Yeah. The guy said it just kind of blew his mind. He was like, what the fuck? He said at work, he was like a model employee, never fucking late, didn't want to get in trouble for anything, did his fucking job, and like went to lunch with him every day for fucking years.
Right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense, though, because
his neighbor said he's a whack job, though.
That makes sense.
Oh, no, he got fired in 1980 and he worked at Save Mart. But no, okay, he did work in other auto shops until he got the Save Mart job. So while they were finding those paint chips and saying, well, this guy knows too much about a cop to be a mechanic. And
right.
But why would he have this paint? So it all made sense. He was a cop. He got
fired.
That's
what I'm saying. It's going to be cool to see it put back into the timeline in real time to see where he was and why.
If that guy breaks down, he's just tell it all because it's a book. You know,
he doesn't look like he talks much when you see him in the court. There's like a lady like leaning over, like, hey, like they want to know, like fucking talking to him. He needs help and shit. Like, he looks like a super sad old man.
And his brother-in-law in an interview said, yeah, this motherfucker always talks about the East Area.
He used to bring it up casually in conversation. Christ. He's like a fucking Toby from The Office, yeah. The Scranton Strangler. He's like, that reminds me of the time that I was on the fucking the jury for the Scranton Strangler. Like, oh fuck, get out of here.
Yeah, now this guy, I don't know this. The other, it seems like this is a unique case because the other serial killers tend to just like hit the scene fully formed. Like this guy took like 20 years to get his game down. Like started by burgling and ransacking and then threw in a little rape and then threw in a little murder and then threw in a little ransacking, rape and murder.
It's only six monitors, man. It just escalates.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the profile was right in that he was going to keep doing it until he just couldn't do it anymore. And then when he was too old to successfully get away or whatever, I think he just fucking hung it up.
So it says too, he has two sisters and a brother. And when he was 9 or 10, he witnessed one of the sisters being raped in an Air Force warehouse in Germany. That's probably fucking
that. I'm sure that has a lasting effect.
But why? That's what's weird. So he watched his sister get raped. Right. Maybe it turned him on, I guess, at that point.
I bet the sexual frustration, like when someone's wired wrong or they have that shit where, you know, they've got a little bit of emotional issues or they have that weird sexual shit happen to them at an early age and then it just fucks with them later, man. You know, there's probably some weird
stuff. That's the thing, because there's got to be the disconnect in the first place, because all sorts of people, unfortunately, have seen their sisters get raped and they don't all turn into fucking murdering rapists.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's a piece of shit who did, you know? So.
I don't know. Or did he take it well? You know what I mean? Like, he took it too good.
Maybe. See, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
He empowered himself.
I didn't know that was on the table.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
He's like, I can just make him fucking?
I can hold him down? Huh. Shit. Good, I've been doing it wrong this whole 9 years.
Let me put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have a social media winner actually from last week, but we didn't have time. We didn't do another episode. So Lilo Castaneda wins a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap for Lilo. Sharing on
Multipass.
Twitter, Lilo Multipass.
Me, Lilo.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
What?
I'm a meat popsicle.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yep. Nope. Come on. Meat popsicle? Nothing? No? Ectogamut?
No.
That's pretty obscure, actually.
DJ Tricky plays a space alien?
No.
You're going to hate it. You'll just say garbage. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to defile it. Yeah.
What is it?
Fifth Element.
I like Fifth Element.
He just said that to fucking be the opposite.
No, I knew
of what
he was
going to
like Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Can't be trusted.
Old Bruce Willis.
Anything to say the opposite of what I said.
Yeah. Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker.
God, Chris Tucker's hilarious in that shit. Yeah. I do love that movie. That's a weird movie. He tried to
weird
do
as fuck.
What's the other one they tried to do? Like Virilium or whatever the fuck that one. What was it called? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. You could tell it was the guy. Weird fucking hats galore. And the weird futuristic fucking...
Zorg here.
Space shit. I fucking love him.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman. I just say it that way.
Yeah, it's the best way to say it.
General Custer.
Didn't he die? He just died, huh?
No, he didn't die. Take that back. Sure. Don't even put that in the universe, bro.
Gary Oldman just died, I thought.
He did not.
Just now.
Morgan Freeman.
Just
fine.
Right now.
So is Willie Nelson.
I don't know. Morgan Freeman has the skin things. He's getting old.
He's going to die of freckles. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
They're like dark, though. They're like cancerous freckles. Yeah. He needs to have those checked out. Morgan.
I think it got terrible, didn't it? It's fucking awful.
Looks like my leg ripped open.
Don't ride motorcycles. Or not put on your sunscreen. Either one of those could kill you.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Mm. Yeah, they all died.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stick to the streams. And
wait a minute. They didn't
to.
Chase waterfalls and they died.
Right. Well, just one of them just left eye. But that's all the conspiracy about the AIDS doctor and...
Is there some shit on that?
Is there an AIDS doctor?
We should do a mini episode on that.
No, there's what's his name? The fucking rapper who's just killed.
Mace.
No.
Puff Daddy.
The other one.
Tupac.
Biggie?
Oh, X Tenaction.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
Tenaction?
The young guy.
Yeah. Tough acting, Tenaction.
No. No, the young guy. He's named after he's named after an actor, but it's like a riff on the guy.
Oh, now you really fucked me up.
Yeah.
Tom Spanks. Tom Spanks.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle.
Well, we could have run with some funny actor spins for a little while there, you guys.
But no, supposedly Nipsey Hussle, like the hubbub is Nipsey Hussle was investigating a doctor who claims there's a cure for AIDS and he was starting to do a documentary about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the earliest footage of the documentary, he said, I've really uncovered some shit and if I end up getting murdered, it's because I'm investigating this doctor.
Wow. And then he got murdered.
And then like a couple of weeks later, he got murdered and apparently Left Eye knew that doctor from TLC and like she ended up dying in a car crash, and they think it was all somehow connected. Some weird black Illuminati cure for AIDS, something or other. So yeah, there's a whole thing out
there. It's Magic Johnson killing people. Yeah.
He's stealing.
He kills them with cash and a blender.
He's stealing their life force and staying alive. Yeah.
Just blends up money and forces it down their throat. Yeah. Speaking of forcing things down your throat, El Yucateco Hot Sauce is our primary sponsor. They are available at most major grocery stores. It's fucking delicious. I literally have it in my center console while the weather's good right now. Mm-hmm. I got to a couple restaurants and didn't have it. That will happen no more. My little pocket sauce is fucking toast. A little holder. I think I could just get the alcohol gel holster is what that is, though. I get one that says alcohol gel, but actually it'd be my triple X.
I'm kind of angry at this now. That guy, it says the case could cost us $20 million.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
What are you going to do?
Just let him go. He's going to die anyway. Let him you could work just go at kill Save Mart.
Him. And then it'll just cost us $45,000 a year to house you. That's cheaper in the long run.
I wouldn't get housed.
No? You don't get caught? You're going to go down Hollywood status?
Death by cop.
Make sure if you do an armored fucking thing, you get Sean plates, though.
Sean plates.
You get hit in the Sean plate. Yep. Yeah. Or in the receiver. Make sure you cover your receiver.
Don't cheap out and get the side guards.
Try to get you in the poop chute.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Ronald Reagan mask, too.
Right in the chin.
Yeah. If you're doing that, I have to be involved. I've always wanted to do the Point Break.
The Point Break. Yeah. Just rob a bank. Nixon, but we'll rob the bank and then leave the money on the counter.
I'm Nixon or Kennedy. You pulled Reagan. I wanted Reagan. We have the same birthday.
You can have Reagan.
Ah, okay. I'm taking Kennedy. Reagan then. All right.
Kennedy's good. And if you rob a bank, it has to be robbing a bank.
Kennedy gets Reagan, shot in the head. Reagan the lives.
Nose. Yeah.
No, that's Richard Nixon with the nose.
Yeah. Reagan has a nose too, though.
Well, they have noses. They're human. Yeah. But yeah, Nixon has a big long nose like Pinocchio. Anatomically speaking,
it's
Brad.
Like the size of the Easter rapist dick.
Yeah, it's got Nixon nose dick.
Yeah. Nixon nose dick. He's a liar.
Speaking of Nixon nose dick, print dirt cheap. It's also a sponsor of the podcast. If you need printed goods like stickers, banners, and such, they do all kinds of printed stuff. You can go to printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKINGPODCAST to save some money. They do our stickers. They're on our website. You can go to our website, SOFAKINGPODCAST.com/shop and buy stickers, t-shirts, all kinds of cool stuff to support us that way. Speaking of t-shirts, Jimmy D's Tees, across social media. It's that name. You can go follow him.
It's the name you can trust.
It's the name you can trust.
Yeah. Jimmy D's Tees.
I like that.
The name you can trust.
Yeah.
But you can't trust the man behind the name, though.
Yeah. So, but he sells t-shirts. He makes
loves
t-shirts.
Dick pics.
Happy birthday. Speaking of dick pics, happy birthday, Sam Culber.
Yeah. Speaking of dicks.
That's how me and Sam met.
Yeah. Dick pics.
We're comparing. It's a tie.
Forum.
It was a tie for the record.
Yeah.
It's impressive for a short man. That was impressive. I was impressed. So, and then also thank you to Digital Creations. They do our coffee mugs, also available on our website. So if you want to support us and you don't trust a dollar coming out of your account every month because you get overdraft from that Carl's Jr.'s all the time, then you could just do that one time thing and buy a t-shirt. That's the same as supporting us for a year. So
that's
go do
true.
That. Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah.
And you're advertising for us because you're walking around at Carl's Jr.'s with your overdraft fee wearing our shirt.
Yeah.
So do that.
Yep.
That's all I got.
All right, and speaking of small dicks, Patrick J. Cole, our Sculpt Member of the Month, or PJ Cole, for May, wanted us to talk about how him and his wife met.
Okay.
Oh.
So, do you guys remember that? Yeah, he sent an email out saying that him and his wife met. They were on a fishing trip, but not with each other. They were with two other people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they ended up meeting on the boat. It was one of those like deep sea ocean boats.
Mm-hmm.
And, those you can't really, the smell is just the smell. It's always fishy smelling
right, you can't
on
get
the
away
boat.
From it.
Yeah, you can't. So he didn't know that his wife, that smell was his wife.
Yeah, it wasn't. They hadn't caught any fish yet.
Yeah, they hadn't caught any fish yet.
To be fair, he was pulling a hook, line, and stinker. That's where you butt fucker and fish at the same time.
Yeah, so he didn't know. So, but now, yeah.
There was an odor, to be sure. Yeah.
Now he's stuck with her. Yeah, now he's stuck with her. And
stinker. Add that to the list.
Hook, line, stinker. Yeah, now he's stuck with her, but he still loves her, though. He wants us to let her know that even though she stinks, he loves her. And
that's deep sea dicking.
Yeah.
We need a codex of Brent's sex moves.
I bet Gaysa has it already.
That says all the sex moves with a discussion.
Gaysa's exactly probably tried them all already.
She did.
She might actually,
she makes cartoon reenactments
Nicole Bosch
of all
tried
of
them
it.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. South African prostituting.
Yeah. She made a lot of money off of them.
She did.
Good on her.
We need royalties.
Yeah. For sure. Royalties. You should get 5% on that.
Yeah, you should.
So
talk.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, 10%. An idea you get.
Oh, really?
You get 10%.
I take that back. I want 10% now.
If you're in the writers union, you get 10% for the idea.
I want the other 10%. Dave mentioned earlier Reddit. So we pulled this topic off of Reddit. There are some other good topics on there. Mm-hmm. Go to r/selfkingpodcast if you are on Reddit or if you're thinking about going to Reddit. If you don't know how to navigate the Reddits, you can look on Google and there's things that show you how to start using Reddit.
Yep.
Go to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @selfkingpodcast. Our personal Instagrams at @raisedwithwolves, at @selfkingbrent, and at @selfkingdave. Also check out the Captain S _SK quotes, Self King podcast art, unofficial, Hilgenfeld, and the name you can trust, Jimmy D's Tees.
Yep.
Also follow us on Twitch.
Follow us on Twitch.
Lots of people are watching us live right now,
early. So go to patreon.com/selfkingpodcast to get early episodes and trinkets of things that we have.
Trinkets of skeletons
that we give away. And for the end song, check out the playlist on Spotify, Self King Podcast 2019. Search it. Spotify is free too. You don't have to pay for it.
That's right.
So you can get on there. I don't know what all you can do without paying for it.
I think you can do everything. You just have to listen to ads.
Oh, right? Maybe. So I don't think you can play. I don't think you can just, oh, maybe you can search songs. I don't know. Not sure. But anyway. Check that out. Subscribe to it. All the end songs are on there if you're into them. If not, you can fuck off. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Don't be a fucking retard.
I don't deny there's some strange evolutionary process going on, but mankind won't be destroyed. The fact that you and I are working here today.
Rhyme says, Shaggy, it's been a minute, now I'm back up on these beats. Tell your mama fine, call her back, she didn't make the team. I'm on some other shit, gon' pick it up, try to run with it. Stupid motherfuckers getting rich across some mumble shit in my house. Camel clutch a tap out, suck a bunch of dicks. So you been sleeping on my cam now, been doing this for decades. Homie, we don't plan on standing down, we're coming through your speakers. They like, mayday, man down, mayday, man down. Fuck with me and see, you keep talking about your hustle like you bought here in these streets. Ain't nobody know your name, you out here acting like a bitch. And if life don't pull your card, I got some homies that'll roll up in assist. Tell me something, do you believe in fate? When it comes down to that sacrifice, can you even relate? Ain't nobody out here acting right, they talking out the side of their mouth. I get they mama on the phone, I tell her what I'm about. It's man down, mayday. I'll just be playing around, mayday. They stepping up out of bounds, mayday. Surrounded by all these rounds, radio ran it out. Maybe it's man down, mayday. Officers are playing around, mayday. They stepping up out of bounds, mayday. Surrounded by all these rounds, radio ran it out. Maybe it's man down.
Yeah. Greaves, what up, man? Let's do this. Yeah. Now go ahead and gather, yeah. Every motherfucking rapper, yeah. Line him up, I'll knock him down. These bowling pins about to scatter. I won't spare nobody, bitch, I'm bowling nothing but strikes. And while these streams are going up, I'm about to double my price. Spit so cold that when I be touching the mic, I'ma leave it covered in ice. Bobby Drake with all the stuff that I write. And I ain't fucking with this whole new wave of colorful types. To me the game is black and white like it's a wonderful life. You either got it or you don't really. How much more simple can it get? This ego over talent thing. See, I'm just not a fan of. Now my shit is popping, but y'all see the way I handle it. I don't got a stunt, man, I'm so Jackie Chan with it. 7 strings of cannabis, kratom by the kilo. J-Mo in my bottle, then I chase it with some Tito's. Body every whack, motherfucker that I see, yo. You think you got a heart of steel? Bitch, I'm Magneto.
Man down, mayday. I'm sick of playing around, mayday. Stepping up out of bounds, mayday. Surrounded by all these rounds, the radio ran it out. Mayday, it's man down. Mayday, I'm sick of playing around. Mayday, they're stepping up out of bounds. Mayday, surrounded by all these rounds, the radio ran it out. Mayday, it's man down.